Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back to the final hour of the week of Middays with Marcus Maven. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150-93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one can have. If you agree, then DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Inquire about their Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard-to-heat and hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
By the way, want to give a quick shout out. I've heard during the break, Kentucky got a new O lineman commit. So, congrats to them, Kentucky Wildcats.
Did they force you to put it on the Sports Center?
No. What was his name? The new offensive lineman they got.
Wandale
Robinson.
He's a running back. That's going to be turned into a blocker.
Wandale Robinson. Oh, no. Yeah.
Running back slash wide receiver.
Yeah.
Slash offensive lineman.
Sure, he's a tremendous blocker.
Play some tight.
Yeah. Good job, guys. He is a really good player.
I'm hating, right?
No, he is a really good player.
No, he's really good.
They won't really use him. They won't use him, but he's a really good player.
Former Mr. Kentucky football.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like I said, they won't use him, right? But he's a good player. Unless they play him at quarterback. While the holiday season may be over, the sports calendar is in full swing this week. From collegiate to professional sports, there's no shortage of action, and there's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. If you haven't tried out the DraftKings Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? To celebrate this year's playoffs, DraftKings is giving all new players the chance to bet on any the weekend's professional football games 100-1 odds. By the way, process back to Brian. He didn't even know it. I asked him, I said, what are you seeing this weekend? Because I trust his football brain. And he said, Packers easy. He called that. He said, Packers easy. He gave me a good breakdown of the Bills. Ravens said that's probably the closest. He said the Browns will cover, but the Chiefs will win.
Okay.
And and Saints. But he did say Packers. You've been saying Packers over Rams.
The go-to. If we're making a bet, I'd bet on the Packers.
Yeah, you've been saying that all week. So he did back that. That's right. All you got to do is bet $1 on any football game this weekend for your team to cash $100. Brian and Process say the Packers, so go after it. Get you a free 100. Or come back and cuss them out. While we're all excited for football, let's not forget the 2021 basketball season has tipped off. So head to the app now and check out all DraftKings daily odds boosts. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code WLCL when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any football game this weekend. That's code WLCL for new players to get a shot at $100 on any football action this season for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Indiana only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-9 with it.
We just lost our offensive line coach to Marshall.
No, we didn't. You gotta quit doing that to people, dude.
Do you have the tweet, Richie Steve?
No, I don't have it up right now, but he's one of the
the Marshall head coaching search is heating up,
mm-hmm.
And one of the names
is Dwayne Ledford.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I think Dwayne Ledford's the one that, see, look, now you got people scared to death. We didn't lose anybody. Dwayne Ledford is still here at Louisville.
His name is being floated around as the head coach for Marshall, the new head coach.
Huh? Yeah. I mean, if it's not Marshall, it'll be somebody else in the next year or two. He's a good coach. I wouldn't be surprised if he used this one as
leverage.
Yeah, to kind of not really leverage, but just kind of almost practice going through the head coaching search. you know, so I think that he will be gone probably in the next couple years as a head coach somewhere or to the NFL. I mean, he's good, man.
Yeah, I think he's good enough to go straight to the NFL, though.
Yeah, he's the real deal. So, but he isn't. I mean, but Marshall. I mean, Marshall's not a bad job,
right? And it's a bunch of football purists in West Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, and Marshall. I mean, you're talking about Marshall is, I mean, right there at the top of the Conference USA most years. So that's not a bad job. I wouldn't be blown away if he took it. But
how will the fans take it if he left to Marshall?
Hopefully, they take it as.
It's a good job.
It's a good job. Yeah. I mean, you know, you get, I mean, I don't want to lose him. Heck, I mean, I'll say pay him. I'll tell him, say, hey, man, we got a little something for you to keep you for another year or two. Because I do think with us kind of building something new, a guy like him is a big deal.
And he is getting everybody back.
Yeah. And I do think it's kind of a big deal to have a guy like him. That's how you build a program back up. And then you start losing them, and that's like, okay, now we're okay. You know, like we can go out, and right now, I would hate to lose him right now. Even though, did you hear Frank Ponce on with Louisville Sports Live last night?
I did not.
He said last night that, let me get the tweet here. He says, is there any sound in there? Did anybody cut that up by any chance? I don't know.
I don't think so, but I can look.
So unfair. No, don't. If it's not already cut up, don't worry about it. Louisville Sports Live, he was on there last night. He said the offense next season will be more innovative and dynamic. What do you think?
Steve, stop dropping smoke bombs on me. This is your point you're making. You turn it into you discuss your narrative, and then I'll join. Look, I'll let me play off of you on that one. I'll take the lead on this.
Because I'm like, what do you want me to say? I'm like, it better be. Like, that's all I'm going to say. Like,
listen. That's kind of a bigger, faster, stronger line to me.
Yeah.
In my brain, that, listen, you know what that is? That's the basketball equivalent to, I want to play more up-tempo. Right?
Yeah.
But this new recruiting class, we're going to be able to play a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, you have to say that every offseason.
Okay, do you think that the way Coach Satterfield runs things at the receiver position and different stuff, do you think it's one of those weird, how can I say this, and you can clean this up for me, where he's almost better when there's not a super stud that you've got to feed it to?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we've had that conversation. Yeah, when you're forced to look no further than your Louisville basketball team. Hmm. We thought there is absolutely no other style that Mac's going to play. He's going to shoot the ball like this. Oh, my God, Steve.
Yeah.
We thought his defensive strategy, Steve, mm-hmm. was we thought we were stuck with it.
Yeah.
Nobody blocked
your response if you want it.
We're good now.
Did you find the Ponce clip?
Yeah, so I'm going to put a little bit of the end of Ethan's question into his response.
Okay, let's hear it just to kind of get the context to it.
Philosophy kind of continuing. Are you going to add any more wrinkles, or are you going to kind of do the same type of plays, play calling there in the future?
No, I believe Coach Satterfield has talked about it. It's on certain things that we're going to obviously get creative with and be a little bit more innovative in the pass game and in the run game and everything we do offensively, just utilize all these players. We do have some talented young men out there, so we're excited about them. We got a very young group, and we got some young guys that just got here that already showed a lot of athleticism out there in our competitions and the weight room and doing all the things that you want to see an athletic kid do, and they're showcasing that. So we're very excited about the young guys. So whatever we feel at the time, once we spring will be the tail of the tape. They'll be able to showcase what they're capable of doing, and we can do some more things with them, and we'll utilize those skill sets. And like you say, obviously, Julius Tutu is hard to replace because of the type of talent he is, and obviously, Des as well. Those are two very talented young men. We loved them when they were here. They possess a lot of problems and issues for defense, and hopefully we can do the same thing with these guys. And I think these guys are ready for the challenge. They're ready to step up, and Coach Brewer does a fantastic job with those guys out there, and our tight ends as well with Coach Holt. So those guys will do a great job on the perimeter, so I don't think we'll miss a beat as far as offensively being able to move the ball. I think we'll be very well-rounded, and I look forward to it this spring.
I thought, just to finish my point on this,
okay,
you could have never convinced me after watching what I watched last year,
yeah,
that A, we were ever going to have block shots,
yeah,
ever again, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. Number two, after I watched that last year, that walk up the court all the time,
yep,
I said, listen, there's no way Coach Mack is not telling them to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I listened to him in the press conference.
I know.
I listened to him say, yeah, we're trying to speed up the tempo. I'm like looking at the games like, no, you're not.
Yeah, we're not playing faster. That's what it felt like. I was like.
More for you that might be a little bit more what you're all talking about too.
Okay. 1 second though. I watched an entire season.
Yeah, man.
And maybe he had three fast breaks in one game, and I was like, well, maybe.
Yeah.
And then we'll go right back to slow. And then, you know, I saw movement. I saw nobody attack the basket. And I'm like, do we just not have anybody that can get to the basket? And David Johnson's the only guy that can go to the basket? Maybe Coach Mack just doesn't like, you know,
yeah,
any athleticism going to the basket. I mean, maybe he is more of a Virginia.
Well, because what we were sold when Coach Mack took the job was kind of pack line defense principles with the high scoring get up and down offense.
Because the stats said his Xavier teams used to put up a lot of points, right?
Yep.
Steve, I watched J.J. Traynor block somebody. I watched him go pass up the sideline, pass. J.J. Traynor beats his man down the court, gets a bucket.
Yeah.
I watched Jalen Withers get – I watched him put David Johnson at the power forward position on an out-of-bounds play.
Mm-hmm.
Ball comes in to Quinn Szczesny. David Johnson does a reverse pivot and seal.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen that in 2 years.
Yeah. And that's true, man.
You know, and when I saw it, I was like, I was wrong.
Yeah.
I was wrong. My biggest fears were that he'll never want to put. Dude, if you got some guys that can go, you got to let them go. You got to tell them to go. If you can't run sets all the time, broken transition plays for smart players is a food factory.
Yeah.
Right? Like if you have an athletic guard and you're pushing the ball, Kentucky a couple years ago, you remember how Fox and Monk, they used to push it even when they didn't have the numbers.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, I would get mad like last year, like, dude, push the ball 2-on-1. If you got athleticism, they're not coordinated enough. They're two men backpedaling would have to be so well versed about, you know, how to stop a guy pushing the tempo.
Right. But you bring that up, though, and the difference there, though, is, I mean, Fox kind of, yeah, he did move it, but it was clear he was doing that on his own because Fox did tell us yesterday.
I was going to ask you, did we talk about
that? Yeah, Fox did tell us yesterday. He reminded everybody, and I quote, that John Calipari couldn't give a blank about winning college basketball games.
Did we not talk about this yesterday on the show?
No, not that that's a big deal, right? It's just, yeah, I mean, just De'Aaron Fox just said.
Where's my article at? Did you tweet it to me yesterday?
Of course
you did.
Yeah.
I don't think people know what you're talking about, Steve, right now. I think you need to give a quick refresher course.
De'Aaron Fox did a show the other day.
No. What show did he
I know,
do,
that's Steve? What I was going to do. A show called All the Smoke with Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson.
And yes, people, All the Smoke.
Yes, it's called All the Smoke.
Never mind. Just
yeah. So anyways.
All the Smoke.
In which he explained where, you know, being one and done was the main reason that he went to Kentucky. And that the second reason was it was the place I knew I wanted to play. And he would get minutes there.
And he went into detail. He said,
I knew he would be able to come in, play significant minutes, show off talents, and help the team win games and go to the NBA after 1 year.
Wait. Because I made this point last night, mm-hmm. and I'm going to make it now. Every incoming freshman college basketball player knows you must say in your sentence of why you're doing this at this school, something referencing an NCAA championship.
Mm-hmm.
That's like cliche. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to do it without my teammates. Everybody knows you got to say, oh, wanted to win a championship at Kentucky.
Yeah. So,
and who are we talking about again?
De'Aaron Fox.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was looking at Louisville, but they had just gotten in trouble for the stripper blank. So I wasn't going there. He went to LSU on a visit because he wanted to go to Baton Rouge for a weekend. And Kansas, he didn't go there because Bill Self ain't playing no freshmen over juniors and seniors. They had Devontae Graham and Frank Mason. So I knew I wasn't going to play there. So Kentucky was the only real choice. He said it was great. I love Cal. I still talk to Cal to this day. He lets you rock. That's why he wants guards like John and myself and Knight and Tyler Ulis. The way he coaches has a lot of freedom.
No. It's like absolute freedom.
Absolute freedom, yeah.
Not a lot of freedom.
Yeah.
It's absolute freedom, Steve.
Sure. He'll put X's and O's, but at the end of the day, everything's going to end up in a pick and roll or isolation, and that's what the NBA is too, which is what we've been telling you on this show. Says Fox's team won 32 games, to be exact. But the former Cat feels that wasn't Calipari's focus during his short time with the program. In his eyes, the UK head coach builds his rosters with NBA talent and knows the wins will come as a result. The focus is just on player development. When he's able to get those guys, you find success. Quote, Cal couldn't give a dang, I'm cleaning that up, about winning college basketball games.
Wait. Say that again.
Cal couldn't give a blank about winning college basketball games.
There it is, people.
Yeah.
Straight from the horse's mouth, De'Aaron Fox says, what, Steve? One more time.
Cal couldn't give a blank about winning college basketball games.
How long have we been waiting to hear that, Steve?
Yeah.
You remember when I said these social media platforms are getting nice and
oh,
extra?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So he goes on to say, if he's getting guys who he knows he can end up developing into NBA players, you're just going to automatically win 30 games a year just from that alone. That's what I loved. So essentially, is what he's telling you is, Kentucky fans. Now this
really happened.
This is the Kentucky that we grew up watching, going, this is the basketball mecca, whether you liked it or not.
Mm-hmm.
The basketball mm-hmm. mecca is what De'Aaron Fox just told you is. He likes to get a bunch of NBA guys if he can. He's more worried about getting them to the NBA. He's going to schedule light so he can win about 30 games.
And get the numbers.
The
players are going to get the numbers.
And unless you get a once-in-a-generation guy like Anthony Davis, you're not going to really have a title to show for it.
He couldn't give a blank about winning
college basketball games. So all your fears as a Kentucky fan that this guy loses an Elite Eight game and goes home and smokes a cigar and thinks about, well, got three or four more heading to the league. We're just realized right there that while you have to come back and hear Stephen Marcus do KCD and laugh at you and mock you.
Because you know it's coming. And you remember, Steve, the basketball brain that is Marcus Maben says, there's a little less desperation late in that tournament, Steve. They don't die for that ball when they used to. When they were trying to get on the floor early, they were diving.
Yeah.
Late, ooh, let's protect.
Now listen to this. Bones. And you can try to spin this as Kentucky fan like, oh, I don't care. No, this don't bother me. We lost on a buzzer beater, Fox said. That was the Luke May game. Cal brings us all in about 20 minutes after that. He said, all of y'all are gone. Brought us all in there and said, you're done. You're not coming back. If you need us, you have our numbers. We'll help you with whatever, but you're not playing another college basketball game.
This is going to be the funnest fall of Rome you've ever seen in your life.
James Strebel, to his credit, said on the take yesterday.
Oh.
And I don't know if he meant to say it or if he really believes it or not, but he said, and you know deep in your heart when you're really a fan, he said, this Cal Kentucky thing is headed towards a nasty breakup. And when I read that article right there, I said, he might be right. Because Louisville now is getting to do what Kentucky loved to do in the 90s. And the, you know what I'm saying? Louisville basketball is enjoying the purity of basketball on the court with Chris Mack. Like, yeah, look, we may have some trouble we've got to deal with still. We're going to deal with it and we're going to get over it. We see that, okay? It's not going to be fun. I'm not sugarcoating that. I'm not saying, like, it's going to be upsetting to not be in a tournament. Like, that's going to suck. But we're watching this game and we're going, on the court, we're seeing what's happening. That's why they brought up yesterday, and I actually texted Andy. I said, Louisville fan, they get somebody like Chris Beard, we're going to be like, Jesus. Because, yeah, you may not beat a Louisville 11 out of 12 years or whatever the thing is, but you're going to be a serious threat to win basketball games and win national championships.
Yeah.
And you're going to do it in a style that we love. You're going to be hard-nosed, playing defense. Like, you're going to lose games to Kentucky and go, man, he made a great adjustment. That was awesome. Like, and De'Aaron Fox literally just said every fear you've had as a Kentucky fan. He only cares about getting them to the league. It doesn't bother him to lose and not win the national championship or the SEC title. You know what I'm saying? Yep, like, these are things y'all love.
Oh.
He openly has mocked this before.
Absolute freedom on the offensive end that's just going to be a pick and roll at the end anyway.
Yeah.
Absolute freedom, which means
what do we call it? Roll the ball out there is what we've said all along. That's been the comment everybody's made.
He said he'll give you an X and O motion, and everything ends up with an ISO or a pick and roll.
Yeah, which means if you're not getting, this should be fearful for y'all going forward. Because when you do get Fox and Monk and Bam, when you, and I know you lost a little of that year, but that was a good team. When you do get Brandon Knight, number one point guard, when those guys, when you do get John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins, all them, that works. But when you get Boston and Clark, or when you get the teams he had last year. When you get the team, when you're not getting the top three or four guys, that don't work. That's not going to win championships. And that article right there almost just put the nail in, y'all ain't winning another title with him, right? Y'all know that, right? Like, unless he really – and gets Kenny Payne and World Wide West back, and he can get a class where he lands like number one, two, and four.
Or unless a group of a Fab Five comes from Kentucky.
Yeah.
And you like hold them hostage.
Yeah.
And don't let them lead a state or something.
I know.
And I mean, I do literally hold them hostage. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
I know.
You have to, you're going to have to get some kind of luck like you can't imagine.
I know. Yeah. That was, that one right there should have been a gut shot to Kentucky fans and music to Louisville fans' ears. Because what I say by music to Louisville fans is, I can't believe this because it was agitating, but I'm starting to get to where I'm like, I hope he never leaves. And there were moments early in his tenure at Kentucky, I was like, God, let's get this guy in the NBA.
He's never going to leave.
Oh, my gosh. Now I'm like, yeah. I hope you really do take that lifetime contract seriously. Stick around forever, man. Because, hey, look, he might be Louisville. I don't know. I think Coach Mack's got him. But, yeah, look, he may dominate the series. But I would rather be dominated in the series than watch you guys cut down nets. 100%. I would rather that. So I'm like, okay.
Who's starting at your three? Hold on. I'll let Brian take that. I'll get a chance to call him. Actually, I'll say it out loud because we got to call in. I'll ask you this question, Steve. You could go back 4 months and make a prediction. Well, no, actually, take right now. Is Jay Scrubb a starter on the scene?
I heard.
Hold on.
Okay.
Bobby, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Y'all, it's such a beautiful day to listen to y'all.
Okay. Bobby, you were chopping up a little bit. I'm listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, it's a wonderful day to be listening to y'all talk about Cal falling apart. but I got to be honest, though. I'm a basketball fan first and foremost. I love the game over everything, even over Louisville. I'll watch anybody play college basketball. But I have to be candid with you. I want Calipari to get fired immediately because I actually like when UK is good. I think it's good for college basketball. But I hate to watch that style. I think you got touched on a little bit earlier. It is such a pain to watch a man have all this talent and have absolutely no idea what to do with it. And it just hurts me on the inside. So I want a Tubby Smith or a Chris Beard or somebody who actually knows what they're doing with X's and O's, you know, to come into UK and make them not just relevant in recruiting, but relevant on the floor, you know? So I just wanted to see what y'all thought about that. Steve, I know you hate UK no matter what.
Right.
I just wanted to see what you have a good one, y'all.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah. Nah. I like Sims. I'm pretty cool with them not being good. This year's pretty fun.
You're not having fun, Bobby?
Yeah.
Where did the bleeding hearts come from out of nowhere, Steve? Yeah. If we had a garbage team, you think Bobby would call the KSR show and say,
no. I know what he means.
Right. No, because we said the same thing.
Yeah.
To be fair, Bobby, we did say the same thing. Watching that game, we felt sorry for the kids a little bit. We felt sorry for Coach just for a little second. You're like, you have no idea what to do with them right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're pulling out stunts and you're backtracking and you're not ahead of the social media thing. You're not winning the media wars like you used to. You know, your passive aggressive slick comments about Dante Allen are coming off as, you know, arrogant and rude now, you know what I'm saying? Which what used to be confident is coming off as, you know, inadequate.
How quick do you think Coach Cal got De'Aaron Fox on the phone after he heard the comments?
Extremely, because it didn't take long for De'Aaron Fox to tweet out, I guess I should have explained myself a little better. So he got a phone call.
Oh, no, De'Aaron, you said exactly what you wanted.
He got a phone call about as quick as the Harrison's dad got one.
who got a call faster? Ashton Hagans or De'Aaron Fox?
That's a good question.
Fox, for sure.
Yeah. Hang on. Look, I'm about to read something
Hagans,
really funny.
Hagans, he's like, eh, you know what?
Listen, she walks money. Do you want to hear something really funny?
Don't listen.
Okay. Well, I know why Coach Frank Ponce said that the offense may be more dynamic next year. App State is hiring Louisville quarterback coach Frank Ponce as the OC.
No way.
Yeah. He spent 6 years at App State prior to going to the Louisville with Scott Satterfield and helped coach Taylor Lamb and Zach Thomas.
You can't make any of this stuff. You mean he didn't tell him on Louisville Live that he's leaving to App State?
So now we know why he believes. So yeah. That's why the offense will be better, I guess. Okay, coach. No, I like Coach Ponce, man. So good for him. He moves up. He gets to be the OC. I know he was like co-OC here, but he'll get to probably be the play caller at App State.
Yeah, I think that's what they're saying. Yeah.
So good for him. And then we'll get somebody in here to work with Malik.
Does Jay Scrubb start? Yeah,
for this team? Probably.
Over Sam?
I don't know. I mean, okay. Do we got Carlique?
Yeah, Carlique, David.
Okay, so we got the whole squad. Carlique,
David, Sam?
Probably not. Probably not. I don't know, though. I mean, could Jay? I don't know. It's just tough because you have to say, okay, this team meshes so well. I don't know. And that's nothing against Jay.
I think
Jay would have done fine here. Probably, yeah. Jay Scrub probably starts.
So you'd say Carlique, David, Jay, Sam, and Jalen?
Probably. Or Dre. But would Dre be giving us what he's giving us? I don't know. You know, that's why I say I hate doing those conversations, because that's like when people say, what if Telfair Rondo had been on that 05 team? Right. I'm like,
then somebody else wouldn't have been here.
Or wouldn't have played well. Maybe that 05 team don't make a Final Four. So I'm like, yeah, but I wouldn't, however, trade Carlique. So it's like if that's what the difference was, and that's kind of more the conversation for me, then, you know, it's like, okay, if Jay comes, you don't get Carlique Jones. I'm like, nah.
No, I was just thinking about it because I'm like, you know. And here's the thing. Yesterday, this thought came yesterday when I said to myself, okay, who's better defender? Who's a better rebounder? You know what I'm saying? And just going out, like, I'm closing my eyes and, you know, just thinking who, you know what I'm saying? Maybe Jay Scrubb is better offensively, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the style, the defensive style, like, you got to buy into that defensive style, man. You know what I'm saying? It's different, you know?
Yeah.
So now I'm thinking, like, is Sam's defensive IQ, you know, versus Scrub? You know what I'm saying? I was just having a debate with myself, and you know, it popped in my head, and I had to bring it up to you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was the only thing That's going fair. On. I'll tell you what, we'll take our last commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coyle Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COYLE75. So visit COYLEDEALS.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COYLE75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coyle, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So quarterback coach is leaving. Panic level, Steve?
Oh, zero. I panicked. I mean, he did a good job. I mean, but I don't think he's irreplaceable. I mean, I don't be mean, because I mean, I hate to lose him, but I mean, that's not one where I'm.
You think Satterfield is more of a quarterback coach?
Yeah,
of the team?
Yeah. I'm not
kind of like the Bobby Petrino, Nick Petrino.
Yeah, that one don't bother me too bad.
Todd, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Good morning, brothers. It's good to talk to you.
Indeed. Absolutely.
Well, first of all, I want to talk to this that we brought up about Cal. Yeah, I'm thinking of it as a parent. I've got a son that's 25 years old, and I'm thinking, you know, that the parents are giving their kids to the coach, not just to make them, you know, better basketball players, but kind of take them in as a family. You said already that Cal said, you know, when he brought him in and after that 20 minutes and said, none of you are going to be playing here again. I'm sitting there, that's kind of a slap in the face to the parents. Now, I was raised with Denny Crum. Denny Crum was a man that went and he made people better as people as well as players. And it wasn't a, you know, one and done, you know, out the door, you know, all like that, like what it's become at UK. And if you're a UK fan, if you're a UK booster, if you're a UK supporter, and you have a person that's in control of your basketball program, that's the coach of your basketball program, that's saying, look, we don't care as much about, you know, winning the national championship or an SEC championship as we do, you know, the NBA draft. To me, that's a slap in the face of the people that's paying you the money. And I mean, you know, to me, this is something where if I was a UK fan, I'd be really upset. And I'm glad that we've got Coach Matt, somebody who cares about the players, somebody who wants to develop them rather than just rely on their talent. And, you know, I don't think Cal will be around much longer, to tell you the truth. I just want to see what y'all think about it, you know, and go Cards.
And appreciate the call. He does have a lifetime contract, though, so what else would he do with his time?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
True. What would he leave? What would he voluntarily leave Kentucky to do?
I don't know. I mean, the NBA is not going to take him,
especially now.
Yeah.
You think Worldwide and Kenny Payne have told the rest of the NBA teams the skinny on Cal?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's. I think that's where you're at.
That's how the word travels.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's why you're getting some of the quotes you're getting.
You think De'Aaron Fox's public comments would hurt Cal's reputation as a good coach?
Yeah.
That's not just a rivalry thing?
No. Yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely. So it's like, whatever.
If there is no buyout, right?
I have no idea.
He wouldn't go to another college?
No.
There's nothing you can do to get rid of him.
I said assistant coach at Iona.
Maybe he could do the what's your boy's name? Blue Chips.
Yeah.
If he just has one of those Pete, what's his name? Pete what? Brian, what's his name from Blue Chips? Pete something.
I'm looking it up. Hold on. Pete Bell.
Coach Pete Bell?
From Blue Chips?
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much the only thing that can happen is he starts confessing and, you know, I want to go back to teaching young men.
Yeah.
Go teach summer leagues.
Yeah, it's fair.
Because it's like real natural basketball.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything, Steve.
No.
And I would never turn down my lifetime contract. There has to be something they can force him out, right?
Yeah.
There has to be something in the clause or something to just say, coach, like, yeah, that lifetime contract thing says your recruiting rankings have got to be in the top 5.
Yeah. So, yeah.
He's never leaving.
No, probably not. I don't know where he would go. So, anyways, that's that. Miami tomorrow night, man. By the way, let's remind people, no pregame show tomorrow night. Because you're going to have on one station, there'll be Bellarmine, who's playing for Florida Gulf Coast. And on the other station, you're going to have Ravens, Ravens Radio Network. So
I'll help people, provide them with an extra option of a YouTube channel pregame show.
Absolutely.
So
jump on there and.
Yeah, an hour before the game, go to Made for the Ville on YouTube. It's not a competing thing or anything. Just, little pregame, get hyped.
I have a postgame after the Miami game tomorrow night.
What's your nerve level?
Not.
Are you still in house money mood?
No, I trust this team, man. I trust this team. I'll have a postgame tomorrow night around 10 o'clock on ESPN 680 and 105.7. We'll be the first place to take your calls here live from Chris Mack. So I'll be on ESPN 680, 105.7 tomorrow for the postgame. So that'll be fun. No, I don't have a lot of nerves, man. I'm getting more to where I'm just excited to watch the team. Just
watch them play basketball.
Yeah.
Which player? Okay. Easiest one is going to be, okay, outside of David and Carlique, who are you most excited about watching make their next big step?
I mean, Sam again. I'd like to see Sam play well again. You'd like to see Jalen bounce back.
I think J.J. Trainer got my eyes.
Yeah, J.J. was good, man.
When you look at him switching on defense and guarding centers and point guards,
yeah,
that's an upside. Y'all don't realize.
Yeah.
Think about that. You keep a big man off the block for three possessions. You end up switching on a point guard on your fourth possession.
Yeah.
Forcing the point guard into a bad shot. You block the shot. Beat everybody down the floor. Catch the ball in transition. Stop. Gather yourself. Reverse. Jump hook.
Yeah.
Be careful with him.
Yeah.
Be careful with him.
It's fair enough.
It's like you said, and it probably is going to help Jalen Withers start playing more aggressive.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Because it's not don't get in foul trouble. Don't screw anything up. Are you going to give another shout out to Bearnose?
Yeah, I guess I should.
And Brian, you can hit.
Since it is probably my favorite pizza around. Thanks, Phil Baker, for bringing it too, by the way.
Right.
Bearnose, thanks to George and Bearnose team for dropping off lunch at the ESPN Louisville Studios. Thinking of lunch or dinner, Bearnose has you covered tonight and this weekend. They're now delivering alcohol, so stay warm and inside while watching all hoops and football this weekend. Yeah, it's that good. Bearnose Pizza.
B-Hall, it was a fun week.
It was a fun week.
It was a fun week.
It was a fun week. Let's get another game tomorrow.
Fun week, y'all. I enjoyed the callers and the texters. Y'all had a good sense of humor going on. Appreciate all the prayers and the well wishes for my loss. So shout out everybody who reached out. Prayers and wishes. Derwin Webb lost his father also. So people reach out to him.
Praying for you, Derwin.
Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah, so if you can, people reach out to Derwin Webb. He's a guy. He's a day one. Everything's rolling, though, Steve.
It is. It is, man.
Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.